Hey there, and welcome to King Crush Thursday. This is the place where we're redefining the stories we hear about Black men, one amazing guest at a time. In each episode, we ask the same six questions, but trust me, no two answers are ever alike. Each conversation opens up a whole new world of experiences and insights. So grab your headphones and get ready to join us on this exciting journey. Let's dive right in with your host, Val Gay.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of King Crush Thursdays, the series where we highlight and uplift Black men, because frankly, not too many people are doing it. My name is Val Gay, and I am so excited that I get to bring to you this amazing brother today. This brother is a philanthropist. He's a speaker. He's an executive. He's an advisor. He is a role model. He's so many things.
Husband.
No, it's true. Not just being kind. I'm being
thank you.
So please welcome Mr. Sydney Hargrove. Hi, Sydney.
Hi, so glad to be here with you, Val. Been looking forward to this opportunity to convene together and have a conversation.
Yes, yes, yes. Likewise, likewise. And so as you know, Sydney, we are in the middle of building a repository of six questions with 100 answers by 100 different Black. And I'm so excited. The whole purpose of this is that perhaps one day we can influence a young king who may or may not have positive Black role models in his life, that he could go to the repository and see these same six questions answered in 100 different ways and perhaps find guidance in those answers. And then for the rest of us who are neither male or maybe even Black, for the rest of us to get an insight into 100 different men, because we recognize that if you've seen one man, you've seen one man, right? And so you've seen 100, yeah. Give us a better insight. Because what we see in the media is such a narrow view of such a microcosm of our neighbor, of our community, if you will, that and stereotypical, all the negative things for the most part. And so I know how rich my life is with the amazing Black men in my life, and I want others to hear and see, hear from you and see you. And I'm so grateful that you are contributing to this narrative. So thank you so much.
I appreciate it. This is great.
Yay. And so with that, we're going to get started with the first question, which is, what does manhood mean to you?
Yeah, I love the questions, by the way, and I've sat with them and I got to the point where I said, you know what, don't overthink it, right? Because so many things go through your head when you hear these questions and this particular question. But I think for me in this moment, after the life experiences that I have, manhood means, you know, to represent both strength and vulnerability at the same time. And, you know, I think many of us have grown up with the strength part, right? You know, you have to be strong and you have to be, but the reality is if I don't, I'll speak for myself, like if I don't have the balance, that my kids don't get to see it, and they don't get to see that being a man is more than just showing strength all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, who and or what is important to you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, family. I think family and history is the what and the who, right? You know, when I think about growing up in the South, and when I think about my family and the ancestors that came before me, and the fact that my parents were sharecroppers and picking cotton as teenagers, it just matters to me that I not only carry the legacy forward, but that can I carry the story forward. And it's actually something that I've only recently started doing. In fact, I think you were present the first time I started to share pieces of that story in 2017. And I've been picking up more momentum and getting more comfortable telling their story as a part of my story. Because, you know, I mean this in all sincerity. I tell people, like when you see me, you are looking at a miracle, right? Like there's, you know, when I think about those that I grew up with and how many of them are not here and have not been here for a long time, it's like a walking miracle. And I'm standing on the shoulders of so many that taught me that strength and vulnerability and to, you know, to move forward. So that's what's important, family and history for me.
That's beautiful. I remember that presentation. I remember taking photos. It was one of the first presentations I took photos of and kept. I remember
that. Oh my.
Yeah, I'll share it with
us. That was the first time after all these years, it's the first time I talked about my family in a public setting. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I've not only gotten more comfortable with it, but I've started to, as they tell me more stories, I get to tell more stories, right? And it's just fascinating to me what they went through to make it an opportunity for me and to realize that, but for them in the village of folks who, you know, were not blood, who said, "You're going to make it. And we will believe in you until you can believe in yourself, because we understand that there's a deficit there in you believing in yourself." You know, it always comes from just, you know, when you grow up I think this happens today in education. When you grow up in a setting where people don't have low expectations of you, right? The community has low, you know, some in education where teachers have low expectations of you. And that, which was my experience in elementary school. You know, those low expectations, meaning, you know, assuming that we're going to label this kid a certain way, that he's slow, that he's this and that, he can't learn math and reading. Yet, you know, a few others outside that were in the village, like, yeah, that's not true. You're clearly bored. So let's try to redirect this. And it doesn't make sense, right? Because on the one hand, they say you can't, you're really slow and unable to do math. And then at the same time, you become an engineer. So something is wrong. I'm just excited to be able to continue to tell that story and my family's relationship with it.
It's so beautiful. And I'm so glad that you're seizing your story, your own narrative that you get to tell.
Yeah.
You know, which is really beautiful. And it leads right into the third question, which is, how do you want us to see you?
This is also something I would say that, you know, I'm learning more and more about myself the older I get. And more of it, it's not so much that I didn't know it before. It's just that I'm becoming more and more authentic in it. I wish it didn't take so long, because I'm having fun being authentic in it. And the way I want people to see me is just that I live and I exist at the intersection of imagination, right? And seeing things, literally seeing things that don't exist and craving the opportunity to make them happen. And engineering, right? Like, which is my early professional career, but it was more than that. It was more by, and so putting those two together, I use the word imagineer a lot, which actually came, I think, originally from Disney, but it fits so well. It's like, it's about imagination, but it's also about taking piece of that imagination and being able to craft a path toward making it happen. And I hope that those that see me, they know that, you know, having the conversations, we're going to talk about imagining things that don't exist. And we're going to look at things differently. We're going to be excited about doing that. And we're going to also be pragmatic and say, okay, so like, how can we do this? How can it happen?
Yes, 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 yes. And again, your last answer just really segues nicely into the fourth question, which is, what is your epic dream?
Well, you put imagination, yet you're right. It does segue perfectly. So as you know, and as you can probably see from my ever-changing backdrop here on Zoom, not only do I want to tell my story, but I see my epic dream is to travel the world and tell the stories of Black and brown people all over the world through Black and white photography. Mm-hmm. And that's the creative and imagination side of it, but it's also grounded in the need to do exactly what you're doing, right? You're creating this this base of story that people haven't heard. And I would love, my epic dream is to be able to do that all over the world with different people, and to, as my favorite photographer, Dawood Bay, says, you know, to exist in their life just for a moment and to capture in that moment the story in still and then black and white and share that story all over the world.
That's so beautiful. Oh, so beautiful. Oh my goodness. And I love your work. I think you know this. I saw it a year ago or so during mm-hmm. one of these kinds of things. And I was like, yeah. Oh, my goodness, that's yours. I remember saying, oh, wow, what great artwork behind you. And you're like, it's mine. Yeah. So that is amazing. That is really amazing. Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much. So, sure. Sydney, question five is, who are you?
I am a deep thinker. I am someone who, you know, as I said, I see things not as they are, but as they can be. And that's part of the going back to the imagination. But I think more than anything, and sometimes this is, there are days when I wish it, or, you know, it's like the gift that some days you don't really want, is that I see things when I see people. When I look into someone's eyes, sometimes I can see both the joy and the pain, and that has really, honestly, being able to see that is what led me to change careers from, being an engineer of things, gadgets, to really looking at the human condition. And so being a deep thinker, someone with deep empathy and ability, to be able to see things, is who I am, and is certainly who I want others to experience me as.
Awesome. That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah. Yeah. So here we are already at question six, which is, is there anything I should have asked you that I didn't, or you wanted me to ask you that I didn't? In other words, what did I miss?
Yeah, I mean, I think, and I don't know how to really put it as a question, but I think, you know, with moments like this where you're capturing all these different answers to the same question, the one thing that I don't get the opportunity to talk about much is just how hard it is to, you know, be in a position of leadership where people see you as they know you, but you wanting them to see more of you than is possible through that role, right? And what I mean by that is, going back to this idea of being a miracle, like I want those, who certainly those who are coming behind me, you know, young kings that are coming behind me, to know that what you see now, there was a path right? And there, and that path very much, it likely resonates with wherever you are right now, because there was a struggle that happened, and it continues to happen. Not past. I mean, there's a struggle that is attached to everyone, and certainly attached to me. And you know, I certainly want to find better ways of sharing that side of it as well.
Mm-hmm. One way.
I get that. I totally get that.
Yeah.
I so appreciate you. I just appreciate your presence in my life. I appreciate your presence in Philadelphia with the Philanthropy Network, just and all these different things. These are all these multiple identities that you have. So grateful.
It's true.
And I'm so grateful that I get to witness it, right? And get to witness them and experience them in different ways, different contexts. And I'm so grateful that you shared, you know, with us today. As you were speaking, I kept hearing the word empathetic. And so I was so glad that you use empathy as one of the descriptors of who you are and how you are. I definitely have experienced that. And so for all the multitude that you are, I honor you, my king. And I just pray that you will continue to grow deeper, that you will continue to seize your own narrative and proudly share your narrative. I know what it's like to tell one's own story that you might not have told before, but you get to tell it now, and you bring those people into the room and honor them in the way that they deserve to be honored.
Absolutely.
In a context, in any context in the world, they deserve to be honored. And so I'm so grateful to have witnessed. I didn't know that was like one of the first times you told your story. It was so powerful. I remember it. And it reminds me that we all have a responsibility to the people behind us, to the people around us, to our peers, to our elders, because we don't know the words that come out of our mouths that one day could be the word that pushes someone a little further and keeps them from giving up.
And we've experienced that. I mean, that's the thing. It's like we've been in that place where somebody said something that we knew had no idea was real for them. And it was like, oh, I can go a little farther.
I can take another
step. I'm not, you know, like, this is not just me, right?
And
so our role is to do the same. Right. I want to do for others what others did for me, that made me, you know, live to this point, thrive to this point, and have the ability continue to tell the story. Right. And not let the story die.
And so that's the beauty. And so I'm so grateful.
Great. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, it's captioned here. So thank you so much. And thank you for joining us. I hope that you enjoyed this conversation as much as I have. Yes. And if there is a king in your life, a Black man in your life that you want to see highlighted in this forum, please connect with me through my bio or through the link below, or DM me and I'll take it from there. We are looking, we're on our way to 100 Black men. We're almost there, so please do it quickly. And this idea of positive, and I often say positive and successful Black men, but it's not by, I don't define success by what someone does for a living. I honestly don't really care what they do for a living. What I'm really interested in is the content of their character and the impact on the lives around them, be it the nuclear family or the community writ large, and everything in between, because those are the narratives that we are missing, these everyday Black men who are holding up our communities, who are mostly invisible to the wider world. I want to hear from them. And so I thank you all so much. And then in the meantime, I'll see you next week. But in the meantime, please remember to spread love and have a great day. Thank you so much. And thank you, Sydney. That was so awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
King Crush Thursday is produced by Val Gay for Ithan & Lloyd, LLC. Copyright 2024. Check out the video of this interview on youtube.com/valgay. And while you're there, like, comment, subscribe, and share. Also grab your King Crush Thursday limited edition merch at kingcrushthursday.com. Bye.